It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA is going to release their quarterly grain stocks estimate and prospective plantings report. Both of these reports are pretty important to the marketplace and will give the market some significant direction, especially going into the spring. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the average estimates for this report.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
USDA is going to set the tone for the grain markets next Tuesday, coming out with two pretty important reports. The quarterly grain stocks estimate gives us an idea of just how much grain is in our bins as the beginning of the month. This one is going to be as of March. And right now it shows that we're going to be looking at higher stocks than the previous year. Corn stocks are estimated at 9.1 billion versus 1.2 billion last year. Soybeans are estimated at just over 2 billion versus 1.9 billion last year. And wheat stocks are expected to be close to 1.3 billion versus about 1.2 billion last year. Now, on the acre side, that's where there's a little bit more debate. Right now, we're estimating that corn acres will be lower than the previous year, but soybean acres will be a little bit higher. Wheat continues to be a little bit of the debate of what acres are going to do. Right now, the average trade estimate for corn acres is coming in at 94.37 versus 98.79 last year. Soybean acres are estimated at 85.55 million. That's versus 81.2 last year. And all wheat acres are expected to come in at 44.79 versus 45.33 last year. Spring wheat acres are estimated at 9.8 million. That's down from last year's 9.9 million. We think that number is a little bit high on the spring wheat side. As far as winter wheat acres, they're expected to drop to 32.73 from January's estimate of 33.15. Overall, this report is expected to be, or right now looking at the estimates for the report, are showing a little bit negative on the corn, a little bit negative for soybeans, maybe neutral as far as wheat is concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.